The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
It's easy to be cynical when it comes to politicians talking about climate change. They either pay it lip service or they dodge it altogether and twist it into a debate about protecting jobs. You know, all those coal mining jobs. But this week, it feels as though something has shifted. A survey by The West revealed 80% of West Aussies wanted Australia to hit net zero emissions by 2050. The Reserve Bank came out and said Australia could become the pariahs of the international community if we didn't commit to a net zero target. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg went even further, saying a failure to join other countries in pushing towards net zero could increase how much we all pay on our mortgage. Just let that sink in for a moment. Frydenberg isn't the first coalition treasurer to engage in fear-mongering over climate change, but he might be the first one ever to scaremonger in support of climate change rather than against it. This week, the Reserve Bank called it a first-order risk to the nation's economy, and it's not hard to see why. If China, Japan, and South Korea hit net zero by 2050, where do you think that leaves our fossil fuel exports? Up shit creek without a paddle, that's where. And that's why the climate change debate hits different this week. Once upon a time, talking about cutting emissions was seen as kumbaya, tree-hugging, hippy-dippy, virtue-signalling, mostly done by young people. Now the debate is being led by business leaders like Twiggy Forrest and the Reserve Bank. For the first time, being environmentally conscious and fiscally responsible are the same thing, and that gives me hope that we might finally see action on climate change before it's too late.